This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
NNG's Energy Challenge.
G, why are you dressed up in a safari outfit?
Well, I've decided that I'm going to be an electricity explorer, seeking out supplies from the farthest corner of the earth.
Well, you can't.
In that case, I'll be a daring gas cowboy, hunting down that pesky gas and bringing it home.
You can't do that either, mate. Those aren't real jobs. That's not how it's done. Look, let's get on the intranet. Maybe there's a job you could do. I doubt it, but...
Welcome to electquizery.com. Find out more about energy on Earth and post your questions for the Quizlet.
I'll type in our question. What jobs can aliens do to bring energy home?
Better make it people. Don't want to give ourselves away.
Good point. What jobs can people do to bring energy home?
Thousands of people work to get the energy to homes and offices. As fossil fuels become scarce, geophysicists are kept busy searching the earth to find new sources, making maps of the layers of minerals underground.
I'm great at making maps. I got us to Earth, didn't I?
Yes. Technically, we were aiming at Jupiter, but close enough.
Maybe you'd like to work in a power station, managing the turbines that create around 80% of the country's supply. Or install wind turbines in rural parts of the country. Or how about putting your creative brain to work, inventing new renewable ways of creating electricity?
I'm very creative. That sounds pretty cool. Here, check this idea out. I could collect soggy and hemp beetles and put them in a massive wheel. And as they turn the wheel, it could power a turbine. I bet no one else has thought of that before.
Possibly, as soggy and hemp beetles are only found on Zog.
Creative thinkers like me don't worry about little details like that. Anyway, what else does it say?
Other engineers are responsible for keeping the underground cables and overhead power lines and pylons in perfect working order. They're always working to find smarter ways to get the electricity delivered in ways that don't harm the environment.
Perfect job for me. I'm great at delivering things. I could use my solar scooter.
The delivery they're talking about is a bit of a bigger job than that.
Lots of people work to install and check the meters in homes and offices. This helps to ensure that customers only pay for the energy they use.
I think I'd be great at reading meters, and I love meeting new people.
They might be a bit surprised to see a Zogian alien on the doorstep. I think we should probably leave the energy jobs to the Earthlings.
Yeah, and we should concentrate on getting ourselves home.
Watch out! Looks like we're gonna fuse, G!
Here it comes! Whoopee! I love a bit of fusion!
Here it comes! Woohoo!
NNG's Energy Challenge, with support from National Grid. Find out more online at funkidslive.com/energy.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.